The next presentation on microfinance as a growth strategy for formal banking, challenges and opportunities. We'll take questions at the end after all the presentations have been done to ensure that all the speakers have enough time to present.
Well, Geronimo, I'm Fabio, he's Geronimo. Geronimo is the president of the area in Brazil for Santander, and he wants to tell some words now.
Bom dia a todos. É um prazer estar aqui para compartilhar as nossas experiências e, ao mesmo tempo, aprender como fazer mais e melhor.
It's a pleasure to be here to share our experiences and especially to learn how to do better and more.
Ao escolher o microcrédito produtivo e orientado através dos grupos solidários, sabíamos que não seria o caminho mais fácil, mas seria o caminho que com certeza traria mais aprendizados para nós.
Choosing a microcredit oriented productive microcredit, we knew that this wouldn't be the easiest way to do microfinance, especially in a bank, but that would be the best way to gain knowledge and to do microfinance consistently.
Em 2001, 2002, começamos a nos questionar como ir bem num país que vai mal. E aí começa a história do microcrédito no Grupo Santander.
In between 2001 and 2002, we started to face some challenges about how to do good in a country that economically things do not go well, and that's how we started on planning to do some new ventures in the bank, and one of them was microfinance. That's how our story starts. So now I'm going to tell about the... Thank you. Well, if you allow me, I'll be standing a bit because I've been sit for many long time. So this is just to show you actually what we believe. I'm sure that especially from the ones who come from the universities may be aware of, maybe familiar with this slide, but this is just the symbol of it is that when we go back to Brazilian reality in 2001, 2002, that's when the bank in Brazil, which was Banco Real, was bought by another Dutch bank, actually, was ABN AMRO. And then we started within the bank to think, well, look, in Brazil, some changes, big changes were happening. You know, Lula was claiming to be the president. Many other things were happening politically. And we just realized, well, you know what? As Geronimo said here in the beginning, we understand that, you know, we have employees, we have the chain of production of the clients, we have the chain of production of the bank, the services that supply services to the companies that supply services to the bank, you know, security, motorbikers that transport documents. So how would the bank strengthen the relationship with all of this chain? Yeah, I mean, some of our employees of the bank, they live in favelas and shanty towns, slums. Some of their relatives live there. So how would the bank bridge a better and more consistent relationship to these communities? So based on this, we just realized, you know, many initiatives were adopted in the bank. Among these initiatives, microfinance, some of the directors of the bank had read the book of Yunus at that time, and also we were already planning, okay, how we would address the low-income holders in Brazil, how we would bridge some sort of relationship with this sector. When we came up with the theme of microfinance, it had everything to do with what we wanted. We didn't know how to do this, how to start. Yeah, but because credit is in our DNA, regarding sustainability, this is linked to what we believe. So, and obviously, this would definitely signify a new business for the bank, right? Obviously, once you're in a bank, and it's easy to think that, well, huge bank, it's easy to set up microfinance because, you know, IT structure, support with departments, money, yeah? But that's not as easy as it seems, believe me, yeah? Setting up a business like this in a bank. Okay, we have the resources, but to invite the high managers of the bank, to invite all of the different areas of the bank, the employees of the bank, even if some of them live in some favelas or have relatives there, is not as easy once we are already squared into this traditional banking way. Yeah? But yes, we started, and that's how we started. We started actually setting up a group of multidisciplinary group of professionals within the bank, composed by employees from different areas, risk, retail, marketing, many areas. And the idea was to think, how would the bank do this inside? Should we start, you know, having some branches of the bank? We have now more than 3,000 branches in Brazil. Should we start having some branches, the closest branches to these LAMs, and start having this? But how would it be? What kind of employee would be, you know, addressing these LAMs? I mean, should we take some, you know, executives with ties entering the favelas? How would it be? So this was a big challenge for us, yeah? We invited them, Acción, based on the experience they had in South America and in Brazil 20 years ago, 20 years before that time, in order to help us, okay, how we would start. We knew that we would commit many mistakes. We were sure about it, yeah? Just to mark, I mean, when I entered, I joined the team 1 year after this group was composed, and it was interesting because I came with the idea of setting up the commercial team, yeah? And I used to work before in the retail. And obviously, when I came, I brought this experience, this expertise of the retail, so when I came, I almost broke the initiative. But thanks God, everything worked well. Sometimes, and that's probably the way bankers try to address this this sector, yeah? How to scale up aggressively using IT, using structure. And we, as Geronimo said, we knew, and obviously we knew, but we also committed mistakes, that we should give a step, you know, go calmly, and that wouldn't be this kind of department in the bank that would be break even in 1 year, and that would be successful, you know, comparing results with other areas. That's not what we perceived for the area. But so also, and I know I'm despite the carnival and the soccer team, I'm sure that some of you may have traveled to Brazil. This is a continental country. So if you go to some places such as São Paulo, Rio, some capitals, and if you go to the northeast inner towns, you see the huge difference, yeah? We might have some Bangladeshes and Indias and Brazil, yeah? But if you go to São Paulo, you might think of it as New York or London, as any big city. And we started through São Paulo and then Rio afterwards, and definitely microfinance, as some colleagues have said, I mean, it has everything to do with relationship, with, you know, getting to look into the eyes of the client, being there, not this kind of cold relationship that in the banks and the traditional bank branches we have. So we started somehow, I wouldn't say wrongly, but getting to know that the main challenges of that this area poses to us. Yeah, and then just later on, we went to the northeast, and that's when we started to look at the strong points of the microfinance. And after this 2005, 2006, that's when we strengthened our participation in the Northeast because of these reasons. This is just, I'm not going to go into much here, but just to give an idea of some clients, I'm sure that it's kind of similar, the clients some colleagues were saying before. And that's basically door-to-door reach, so there is no need when... And when a colleague was mentioning about New York, although we use, yes, some space of the branches, we do not do this service in the branch. We just process the documents and the paperwork in the branch. And I would say 95, 98% of the time of the loan officer is in the field. That's what we believe. We're reaching the clients. Just to give an idea, that's the kind of environment we work in. Some regions in the Northeast, we even use some small boats to reach these clients. And we have this belief that the client's business is our business. That's what we are built for in the bank. Yeah. Not differently from Yunus, obviously, we had the grooming approach as the premises for our work. Obviously, with this tropical, I would say, I agree that the methodology can be adopted in many places, everywhere, but I must say that cultural values have to be taken into account. The way you address, I liked when you said that the Mexican loan officer goes and gets in contact with the Mexican community, such as others. And here is pretty much the same. When you go to this Northeast, when you think of Brazil, for example, in São Paulo, many of the people that live in favelas, they come from the Northeast because these are the poorest regions. So when you have employees that come as well from the Northeast, you see that they address this community more easily with more sense of more familiar sense. This is just to give an idea. We do solidarity group, I would say 98%, because we started doing individuals, but by doing individual loans. But that's when we almost broke. Then we just readdressed by doing only solidarity groups. And we do village banking as well, just in the Northeast, in very small regions where to reach any bank branch would be at least 2-3 hours from there. This is just to see some ideas of the places we are. The guys with the yellow and the green T-shirts are the loan officers, right? Well, I would skip it, I'm sure many of you are very familiar with this as well, but just to summarize, I mean, that's that understanding this slide, and that's why we wanted to show this, was a huge challenge within the bank, believe us, yeah? Even for bankers, that, okay, but that's, you know, the need of paper to convince some employees in the bank that, okay, we do not need to require statements, we do not need to require proper collaterals. That is, and yet, to charge less than the retail does. Even for guys that like me that have a proper and formal wage, yeah. So convince the management team body of the bank to do this way. I would say that there was a huge challenge for us. This is the map of the country. Just to give an idea, we have 22 branches. When I mean branch, I mean a branch of the retail, and we use one of the spaces in this branch to have our paperwork, to have our structure. That doesn't mean that the client needs to come to the branch. Obviously, they at some point they go to the branch, to any branch, just to disburse. Yeah. Apparently, I think the first presentation I was looking at is quite similar in terms of clients. One important aspect to mention is that we do not demand that, we're not conditioning the program just to assist women, yeah. And the reason for this is that in the very beginning we were adopting just to work with women, but we realized that this wasn't, well, after having tested attending some men as well, we just realized that this wouldn't be critical factor of risk for us. So based on this, we carried on attending anyone. So we do not do any sort of condition to assist men or women. So that the stats that you see there, it's just as the market is. Yeah. And that's just to, I think, some achievements that we've done. We didn't reach the break even after the first year. Actually, we almost broke for twice in 2 years. Yeah. But after 5 to 6 years, we reached the break even, and we are, yes, very sustainable today. And it's I was having this kind of comparison when Yunus in the film said, well, you know, after gaining the Nobel Prize, I mean, the doors opened. Obviously, this is nothing, but it's interesting when we, after break even, in the bank, not even in the bank in Brazil, but in the society in Brazil, we started to be claimed as well, like, okay, let's see, what is this? What is this about? We just realized that people started to look at us differently. Yeah, and yeah, we are the first international private bank to operate microfinance in Brazil. There are some initiatives. It is important to mention the first and very very good program in Brazil is the Northeast. It's a bank owned by the state in the Northeast, and they're doing great. They're doing fine. They have probably 600,000 clients. We are about to reach nearly 100,000 clients. Now it's more than 270 employees, 22 branches, more than 340 villages, most of them no banks presence, yeah. More than 0.8 million of people benefited direct and indirectly with the loans. Once we believe that each client receiving the loan, somehow it reaches for at least four people, yeah, when you see the chain of production of this entrepreneur. These are some key learning points for us. So, as I said, I mean, credit officers are key to success. Although in Brazil we see some other banks trying to do differently, trying to address, you know, behavior, credit scoring, and many different engineering in the financial. We do not escape. In the end of the day, we need this guy to be there, look into the eyes of our clients. That's relevant. Obviously, the bank's infrastructure, as I said in the beginning, is important to us to facilitate the operation. But sometimes it also brings us some difficulties because, you know, at the end of the day, we are also competing with other areas when we require to the IT to do some adjustments to work with our clients. So it's not easy. But definitely, that would be a lot more difficult if we hadn't this structure to us. High rates of negative credit records. In Brazil, we do not have the list of the clients that have good behavior, especially in this case. But we have the opposite, yeah, the ones that had a bad history with financial institutions. But yet, we are working as well with clients that had somehow difficulties on repaying in the past all the institutions. And we believe that this can be, being flexible, can be very positive for this sector. As I said, experiences from other places cannot be exactly replicated. I'm not addressing the methodology. I'm addressing the way we talk, the way we enter the community. Definitely some characteristics of each region, not only the country, but each region, are to be respected. And this is very relevant. We had to drop off some regions in Brazil because of this, because we simply thought that it would be as simple or as it is when we entered in other regions, and that isn't, yeah? And having adequate products for the clients, I mean, we tend to think that it's just a matter of having the products and services of the bank, existing in the bank, and adapt or adjust and just bring it to our clients. That's not as it is. Even because sometimes it's even more expensive and difficult to adjust the products to bring to our clients. Sometimes, and it's interesting to say that, but in terms of processing, in one particular moment, we went to one of our competitors to buy his way of processing and not hiring the process way in the bank. That means we do not have problems with it once we knew that for developing the area, that would be, if this is necessary, that wouldn't be a problem for us to go abroad, to go outside the bank to do this. And just to finish, in Brazil, when we started the program, in order to give it the autonomy, because think, if we started as an area, you know, related to other area, like retail, that would be for us... that would be for us, we probably wouldn't cross the first year because to the guys to understand, to the guys start to think, what is this thing? I mean, this is a charitable thing. I mean, we believe that even today, some colleagues think that this is a social thing, but not social in the sense that it's social business. Yes, it is a social business, but they tend to think that, well, this is let's give charity, you know, this is the social really social area of the bank that is not linked to the core business area of the bank. This is the opposite, actually. Today, this is, yes, one of the business area of the bank. It has its board meeting every 2 months, where the president of the bank, of the whole bank, and not only in Brazil, but in South America, is in charge of this area. And nowadays, the main challenges for us is, yes, to insert education as a tool. We believe that education is the principle for microfinance to carry on. Once we see that sometimes our clients, they tend to remain in the same size, and they do not sometimes see that they can do more. Yeah, so we see our microfinance area as an area that can push these clients towards development and make it tangible. We want to expand our operation using, yes, the retail structure of the bank, but giving to the area some sort of protection in terms of hierarchy, in terms of principles, not to lose the methodology. This is not easy. This would take a lot of attention of the managers of the bank, but this is what we believe. And we want to develop new products and services. We want to engage IT, and we believe that this is how we can get efficiency, productivity, and the process can be a lot better. But obviously, how to do this in a moment that Santander just bought Banco Real, and we know this, the last year and this year to come are critical years to finalize the merger of these banks. But yet, that doesn't mean that we have to stop. On the contrary, yeah, we're working in parallel to this process. And we want, yes, to develop measures of impacts of microfinance. We were not working on this because we were pretty much, you know, focused on having the area of microfinance well composed and break even to be the best. And I think now, yes, we want to look into this more carefully. And we want to integrate our area among the business core of the business of the bank. Once what we have seen in Brazil, not with our bank only, but many other banks, that the more the structure that they are providing to the retail, the more they're pushing the retail in many banks to go downscaling. So it's a matter of time that many banks will be working with microentrepreneurs. That's all. Thanks for your attention.
I'd like to thank Jaime Ramos and Fabio Bausorte. Thank you very much for an excellent presentation.